Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Great, your consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9-844-999-OLA, and you'll play profile this in minutes. All right, we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Starbucks is offering its employees backup childcare for $1 an hour.
That's a hell of a deal.
That's a very good deal.
Does it just? I don't quite understand. Does that mean that they take their kids to work and sit them in a pen for $1 an hour?
I don't know what Starbucks does with your kids. Maybe they make them pick coffee. I have no idea. But as a parent, you don't care.
I say put them to work.
If you say, look, I'll watch your kid for X amount for $1. Like, man, I don't care if you have them working in a field. I don't care if they have to make shoes.
Get them some juice and a snack. Call it even.
I'm saying the price goes down the more that they can do during that childcare. If they can move bags of beans from one side to the other, okay, now the price is 50 cents.
That's a hell of an offer.
Yes, they make a mean latte, 25 cents an hour.
Yes, have your kid make a latte.
A restaurant in New Hampshire is trying to catch a burglar who broke in earlier this week, and they're offering free steak as a reward for tips.
Free steak?
No pun intended.
That's exactly what I thought.
Free steak is, I'd look for somebody for free steak.
Heck yeah.
It depends on how good their steak is, but I'm sure it's just fine.
Would you do it for Sizzler?
But I bet they have a,
like Ruth Chris says it, you're like, everyone's looking.
Probably. I haven't had Sizzler in a while. I can't really be the judge of it.
Outback Steakhouse?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Would you want the Bloomin' Onion or a steak? All right, so Outback says, look, pick any item off of our menu. You get it free. What are you going to help Outback
I'll take
for?
The steak. I'll just pay for the Bloomin' Onion.
Okay.
A competitive barefoot runner and unicycle rider in Minneapolis is getting blasted for posting in his neighbor's Facebook group to complain about acorns on the sidewalk.
All right.
A barefoot runner and unicycler in Minneapolis is getting blasted for saying that there's acorns on the sidewalk.
Well, if he's barefoot, that's up to him.
Nobody can help you at that point.
Well, it's one of those things, like, you know why most people put on shoes and they run? Because there's stuff on the street, man.
There's acorns on the street.
Right. Needles, condoms, acorns, you name
Broken
it.
Broken glass.
You just feel more comfortable with shoes, right, bro. That's all you.
Here's a thought. Don't ride on that sidewalk.
Or go to the track. Right? Local high school.
Put some damn shoes on.
But he's competitive.
Oh, yeah. It actually said that running in bare feet is actually better.
Depends. Depends on your arch.
Yeah, true enough.
And what kind of striker you are. So if you run on your toes, then traditionally you're okay. But if you're a heel striker, it's a little bit more difficult.
Sure. Burger King just started selling a frozen Fanta Scary Black Cherry slushie for Halloween.
Oh, man.
Frozen Fanta Scary Black Cherry.
For a limited time.
Scary Black Cherry. I went to high school with her.
Alrighty. Skittles just announced that they're going to be coming out with a new zombie pack.
Yay.
What exactly is a Skittle zombie?
Well, I'll tell you. It'll have flavors like melon, black cherry, and rotten zombie.
melon, black cherry, or rotten
or
zombie
rotten
flavor.
Zombie. What do they have Rob Zombie in it? There you go.
So it tastes like dreadlocks.
So apparently black cherry is a Halloween thing. I just always liked black cherry.
I think it's just the idea
it has black.
Black in the
beginning. I mean, that's it, right? Like black cherry, that's black. Halloween.
You can do orange, too.
I like cherry.
We eat it at Halloween in February.
It's great. There are satellite images of Hurricane Michael that make it look like there's a skull in the center.
And if you live there, there is.
Right. Exactly right.
It's horrible.
Those images are unbelievable.
Aren't they, though? Terrible.
Yeah, Mexico Beach, Apicola, just there's a couple towns were just absolutely gone.
And you're very familiar with that area, right?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, it's just crazy to see it when it's not there.
Yeah, it's
I was just there. So now it's like you look down and you're like, oh, man. I mean, I wasn't in that area, but if you go east or west, it's all the same.
Right.
I mean, it's all the same as far as how it looks. When you look at the photos, you're like, I think I've been there. No, I haven't, thank God.
Have any of either of you seen a ghost?
A ghost?
Not that I know of.
No.
Okay. About 60% of us think that we've seen a ghost. 40% think our pet has seen one.
Why do we think our pet has seen one?
Probably because they stare off into the distance.
Well, if that's the case, then your cat's just there psyching you.
That's exactly what she does.
Yeah, but they got better hearing than we do. You know what I mean? Like, they hear everything.
Yeah, true.
They sense everything.
Well, and they see everything. So they can find, like, this little detail on the wall that she just really fascinated with.
They just see different light.
Yeah, true.
Like, there's plenty of crap we see that they don't see.
But apparently ghosts are not our top fears.
But, I mean, do ghosts heights. Do anything?
Heights is on there, yes.
Flying? Is that part of heights?
I would think right? So, yeah.
Spiders?
Spiders.
Clowns.
The top 10 are snakes, spiders, sharks, drowning, heights, public speaking.
Jesus.
Failure. Bees, tight spaces, and rejection.
You can do a shark cage or you can make a 2-minute lecture. It's up to you.
How bad of a fear is rejection? I mean, none of us want to be rejected.
You know, I think it's more of the idea of you have to go through the process of being rejected.
Right.
I guess. So, like, it's the buildup of going up and whatever you're doing and then realizing then once the rejection sits in because it's just, you know.
Yeah.
I guess it's just the buildup of trying to be able to do it.
Less than 4% of the cars we buy today have stick shifts, according to a new study.
Yeah.
That's down a few companies that make them.
That's down 27% back in 1995. Can you guys drive stick?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My brother's a big proponent of driving a stick, so absolutely. He wanted to buy a new car that had a stick. So it's basically like Volkswagen.
Right.
Right.
In their line of vehicles, Porsche.
Sure.
I don't think Audi has it, but there's a couple.
Really?
No.
I would have thought Audi.
Mazda, I think.
Mazda or Nissan definitely does.
Jeep.
But if you go to Mexico, you can buy a goddamn three on the tree Nissan van, man.
That's nice
as hell, man. You're like, why don't they sell these in the United States?
A man in Texas decided to spray himself down with brake cleaning fluid on Tuesday to kill bugs that were crawling on his body. Then he tried to vacuum them off and was seriously injured when a spark from the vacuum ignited the fumes and caused an explosion that blew out a wall of his, wait for it, mobile home.
Oh,
man, oh, man. I mean,
gotta hate it when that happens.
Brake fluid, man.
What? I mean, I know bugs can get on your nerves, but goddamn, man.
Just go buy some off.
My dad lives in a trailer park community, and there was this one guy who just used to masturbate in his front window for everybody to see.
Oh.
He'd just open up the windows and walk around naked and masturbate.
And away we go. We'll talk about him later.
Part of the lifestyle.
A school counselor in Ohio gave at least one handwritten personalized note of encouragement to every single kid in school last year. All 600 of them.
Jesus.
And he's doing it again this year. His parents used to leave notes in his lunchbox when he was a kid, so that's where he got the idea.
That's your real dad. Those are what his notes are.
Oh, no.
That baloney's old.
You know what?
Backhanded compliments.
College isn't for you.
That mascara really hides your mole.
That was the advice from my guidance counselor. College is not for you. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for the encouragement.
Yeah, save your money. Don't worry about it. Save to save it.
A new study found the average person recognizes about 5,000 different faces.
But I can't remember any of their names.
Correct.
That's the hard part.
But you know you've seen that face.
Yep.
Yeah, totally.
That includes friends, family members, coworkers, and celebrities.
Well, no kidding. Most people recognize their friends, their family, coworkers, and celebrities.
It's like when an actor dies, it wasn't like an A-lister, but he's been in everything.
Everyone knows
you know that guy. You know this guy. And then you go, oh, yeah, oh, right. He died. What's his name again?
Right.
He was alive. There's a 48-year-old woman in Australia who's known as the, quote, world's hottest grandma.
She is.
But she was even too hot for Instagram. She just got in trouble for posting a nude photo that they felt showed too much.
The thing is, how old is she? Again, coming from Baltimore, some of these women are a grandmother by 30.
She's 48.
Yeah, so come on, man.
Kind of looks like Pam Anderson.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm in.
Here's the newest dating term for you. Sneeting.
What does that mean?
That's when a woman goes on dates with guys just to get free meals.
Sneeting? How does the S come into it?
The SN? Sneak eating?
Couldn't you just call it?
I can do that?
That is absolutely an option.
Oh. No,
what you do is, oh, pardon me, I need to go use the bathroom. And then you walk off, and away you go.
Oh, is that really what happens?
You ghost
in the middle of a meal after
you
eat?
You send him a text that says, hey, had really fun tonight, sorry, but I got a call, bye.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah.
Or you
can be nice and see the night out, but then, you know, you leave him in the car and say, hey, nice time, bye-bye.
It's like you got a getaway driver in the parking lot. Someone's got to come and pick you up, because I guess unless you meet someone at the location, and then you just get out in your own car and leave.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, for a free meal, huh?
A couple from London got a little drunk and spent way too much on their honeymoon.
How much?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we will ask you what it is you think makes the story a story.
I think I got it.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
You asked me to explain
this. I think it's Jewish week.
You're
not telling anybody.
Goddamn day, you asked me, hey, can you tell people how to play? Of course I can. Mm-hmm. And then I asked them, do you understand the rules? And they say, I sure do. And I'm thinking, how come Miles doesn't?
All right, oh, crap.
What happened?
Hang on. Now we're just waiting on this guy here.
Okay.
Right this way.
Waiting for our contestant.
And actually, we have talked about this story earlier in the week, but it definitely bears repeating. That is my thought. Hello, who do we have?
We have Darren from Kingston.
Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
Darren.
Oh, Darren. Whatever.
Can we just call you Jerry anyway?
What if we call you?
Yeah, you can call me.
What if we call you Jaron?
Jaron.
Hey, Darren.
Or Derry.
All right, Derry. You understand how this here game is played?
Yeah, kind of.
Good.
I got to profile this, right?
That is correct.
Yeah,
sir.
You got it, man.
You're in the right place. All right, here's the story. We've talked about this earlier. He's made the rounds, but a Springfield man is in jail after he filmed himself using a butter knife and a screwdriver to remove his ankle monitor and then posted the goddamn video to Facebook. Court records showed that the guy, he pled guilty to violating a restraining order earlier this year, and that's when they placed him on probation. So he's fitted with an ankle monitor, he's sent home. Now the authorities see a video that he posts, which opened with these words, and I quote, "This is how you take an ankle bracelet off without breaking the circuit." And, of course, he continued. He can be seen with his pants leg rolled up, sticks the butter knife into the device before grabbing utility tool, unscrews part of it. Then he advises viewers to remove the ankle monitor without damaging it, thus avoiding the $1,000 in fines. It's almost like he's done it before. The video then ends with him fully removing the ankle bracelet and holding it up to the camera. Well, as you might imagine, the police were not thrilled with this. They managed to track him down, and he was charged this week with tampering with electronic monitoring equipment, which is a felony. Do you believe that this helpful genius is black, white, Temexi, or Asian?
I'm going to say Asian because he seems to be pretty technology gifted there.
Darren, I think you're making a huge mistake.
Why?
Do you got a hint you can throw me?
Sure. He is in jail at home. He is white.
He's in jail at home.
He's got an ankle monitor bracelet on him.
Then.
He's got to be white because if not, he would be in jail, Darren. White, final answer.
He's in jail.
Final answer, white?
Final answer.
All right, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, to profile this, we head to Springfield. Not even going to ask. There's too many of them. Guy's in jail after showing a how-to video posted on Facebook for how to successfully remove an ankle bracelet without setting it off to avoid all those pesky fines. More importantly, so you can go down the road, head to the bar, the grocery store, stay out as long as you want because your ankle bracelet is still where it's supposed to be.
And the biggest problem that he had, honestly, is that he's good at doing it. Because he did it successfully, posted it to Facebook, and that was a problem for him, mostly because police officers look at Facebook, especially when you're under house arrest. But a question for you, Darren, did you believe this guy was a black, white, Temexi, or Asian? Initially, you went Asian just because it's tech savvy. Miles talked you into going white, saying, look, dude, he got an ankle bracelet. Anybody else, their ass is just in jail. You agreed with Miles in the end. You are correct, sir.
House arrest, white jail. Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah!
Oh, look who it is. It's Mike Hawk.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today? I am back.
We're doing good, man.
I have taken off the chef's jacket, and I am back in here.
Okay.
For those of you that don't know, I don't usually talk about TV or cook on this show. I'm actually usually the newsman on the show. I'm here.
But you do a great job when you step in.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Except for the beef and broccoli. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. The other two were fine. That last one.
It's usually better than that,
but that's not really your recipe. You don't really do the ground beef and the broccoli together over the rice, do you?
I kind of do, buddy.
You do that?
Yeah.
Don't try to make it better, man. Yeah, it was what it was.
How about chicken?
Oh, chicken wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, you just take some chicken breasts and cut them up.
It would be bad.
Yeah, there's got to be some pre-cooked chicken in there. I can just fry it. Anyway.
Jesus.
Moving back. So I'm usually the newsman, and I've talked about inspiration today, and everybody in every profession has their inspiration. I'm sure that you guys had somebody as you were growing up that kind of turned you towards radio and you kind of wanted to emulate in some form.
Ted Koppel.
I like it.
Listen to that dry ass guy on TV. Maybe I should do radio.
So being a newsman, I needed to find my inspiration, and I think I have found it. We've been talking about it. What is big in the world of news right now that isn't political?
That is not political?
Not political.
Oh, big in the world of news is not
political. We can still go back to Kanye West. That can't be political.
Can still go back to Kanye West.
Reality show. I don't know.
Oh, man. It's hitting the southeast right now, man.
Oh, Hurricane Michael.
Oh, the Hurricane Michael.
Okay,
absolutely.
Well, it's
like a big tornado, Mike.
It will end up being political.
I have never been in a hurricane in my life. I don't know that I ever want to be, but there is a man that is always there, no matter how bad the storm is.
Jim Cantor.
No matter how hard the winds are blowing, how much it is snowing, how cold it is, how hot it is. You are absolutely right. It is Jim Cantore that is on the scene. However, we have also found that Jim Cantore is not afraid to put himself in a little bit of danger. Wait for it.
Danger.
Danger.
I tried to get down on the beach with my cameraman, but the sand is relentless. I mean, because... Hold on, guys.
That is a 2x4 that just flew by his head.
Hey, give me that helmet. Give me the helmet.
Give me the helmet.
Give me the helmet.
Yeah, we got it.
Hold this. What? Give me that.
All right.
Welcome to live television, everybody.
Thanks.
He's real, man.
Yeah, he's going to get killed.
Yes, he is.
There's a level.
Here's the thing, though. I don't care if he gets killed. I don't say that being heartless, but look, if you choose to do this, and you're going to be that guy, and God bless him, he's the guy. It's like the crocodile hunter, right? Like, you are the guy that's going to do this. Bad things are going to happen. The unsung hero in all of this, because he gets all the love. He's the guy we talk about. His cameraman, we don't know that guy's name. This guy, no one knows his name, but the only reason the cameraman is there is because he's Jim Cantore's cameraman. Look, Jim Cantore says, yes, I want this assignment.
Okay.
The only reason people know my name, right, is because I'm the guy. The cameraman's like, hey, man, when I get impaled by the 2x4, no one knows my name.
I'm using the zoom lens. Like, you, I'm in the door frame of the structure. You're out there. I'll zoom in.
If you watch the video, and you can, it's up on the Men's Room Facebook page right now. If you watch the video, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what the cameraman is doing. Two, I think that man is a volunteer. He wants to be in that danger, too, because eventually Jim will give him his due credit.
No, he won't.
He will go down in history as Jim Cantore's cameraman. But after
he gets killed by a 2x4.
But you can see Jim is all the way out a little ways. Of course, he's got his microphone, so he sounds like he's right next to the camera. But there's clearly, he is a safer distance away. Of course, I don't know what safe is in
either way. I'm still in the middle of a Category 5 hurricane.
Winds were 150 miles an hour.
Because this guy insists on standing out there.
So he's out there. He's giving the report. The wind's blowing. The rain's hitting him. And he'll duck out of the way. And there's a 2x4 that flies back. And as you can hear, he's looking for, you know, one of his crew members' helmets. So he's just going to say...
In the morning, when you look at all the debris, you'll see poles that have impaled into car windshields.
Right.
And you see what happens when these things get airborne.
Yes, man.
They have found like dead cattle, all right? And it's not so much that the hurricane or the tornado, as it was in this case, hit them. The hay from the farm they were on
just blew over on the cow.
No, it became bullets.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're finding like thousands of perforations that are blown through a cow. Like,
jeez.
Jim Cantore, you don't want to be out in this stuff.
No, you don't.
This can impale a cow like leather. All right. So do you guys. I'm kind of bouncing around TV right now. There's a show that just kind of resumed its latest season, or rather started its newest season that I'm kind of really big into. Any guesses as far as what show I'm watching right now? It's an animated show. Been around
animated.
For 20 some odd seasons.
Simpsons?
Oh, no.
South Park.
Okay.
Has it been around that long?
You've never really watched it?
Oh, I've watched it a
ton. Okay, but you're getting back around to watch it.
Yeah, because the new season's fired up. I've got a couple in the DVR. I haven't watched the latest episode, but you guys know that South Park is not afraid to take some hits.
Oh, sure.
Especially, I love the new seasons that they're really starting to incorporate some new news that they got in the world today. They're really kind of shifting into talking about today's news. And they do actually take a hit. Let's see if you guys can guess who exactly they're taking a swipe at.
Today, South Park says goodbye to Mr. Hanky. The longtime union of this town and the holiday figure is over for good. We should all feel pretty great about ourselves. Give ourselves a little nice pat on the back as we as a society continue to try and sweep away all the poop.
Where will he go?
He'll have to find a place that accepts racist, awful beings like him. There are still places out there who don't care about bigotry and hate.
Crap.
Welcome, my friend. Please, rest your weary feet and make yourself at home here.
I haven't seen the episode yet, but that audio clip, I am very, very excited to watch the latest
episode. I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Thrill any guesses?
Who there? I don't know, man.
That sure sounds an awful lot like The Simpsons.
Apu?
That would be Apu in
Apu.
There.
Apu.
Because recently came out, or rather there was a show, the Problem with Apu or something like that.
Okay. Oh, yes. People were upset with Apu.
Right.
Yeah,
because
he
creates this racist image. So
that's kind of a nice shout out if that's
That's right. Yeah. So Mr. Hanky, you guys might remember as Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh. He's fantastic in every episode that he's in. And I don't know why they're bidding him farewell. I don't know why he's racist, but I will do my digging, and I will be back here another time to let you all know exactly what is going on.
The first time I saw Mr. Hanky, it was the live episode as it was happening. No anticipation of this at all, and I got very, very stoned over watching South Park. And I'm telling you, when Mr. Hanky showed up, we were crying and laughing because this was, to me, this is groundbreaking. Because this
poop an animated cartoon.
But the fact that he's writing Merry Christmas and all this stuff, right? But we were wondering, like, are we high and we think this is happening, right? Or is this happening?
How bad are we right now? Have you guys seen his family?
Mr. Hanky's?
Mr. Hanky's family.
No.
His wife is a drunk. She loves her wine. He has three kids. I forget the name of the two eldest, but the youngest one has a little little thing right there on the top of his head, and his name is Cornwallis.
Oh, no.
No way.
Jesus.
Go back and check some of the older episodes. They're all on Hulu right now. I love South Park. It's fantastic. Okay, so here we are in this time of year. It's October. It's fall. We know that Halloween is coming, but do you guys know, let's kind of go back into the days of your teenage days, of your high school days. What time of the year is it?
Football season.
It's football season. Yeah. And with football season, we also get what big event?
Super Bowl?
No.
What, in the fall?
With school.
Homecoming?
Homecoming.
Oh,
fantastic.
Right.
So, of course, Jimmy Fallon, always big on throwing out his tweets out there. So we got some homecoming tweets today on Jimmy Fallon.
Now I thought I'd share some of my favorite homecoming fail stories from you guys. This first one's from at Steve Carlson, WF. He says, I nervously asked the girl I liked, do you want to go to homecoming? When she said yes, I was still so nervous that for some reason I blurted out, cool, with who? This one's from at Dak Daniels. He says, I only knew one dance move that I learned from an MC Hammer music video, and I danced that one move all night. My date asked if I knew anything else, so I tried an impromptu spin move and accidentally slapped her in the face. This guy's a disaster. Go home.
That is a fail. Mr. Daniels.
Yeah. This one's from at MC Danny 9214. She says, my date really loved the song You're Beautiful by James Blunt. When it came on, he said he needed to feel this one on his own and went to a corner and danced with himself.
Right.
You're beautiful?
Can I be blunt?
This one's from Burning Legacies.
Ooh.
She says our homecoming had a low budget, so we got an elderly DJ who played songs off YouTube, who spent half the dance waiting for ads to be over.
I like this guy though.
Yeah, pretty good.
This last one's from at VI Price. He says, my mom chaperoned our homecoming. She showed up a little tipsy and ended up leading the whole school and doing the Thriller dance.
There you have it. Those are tonight's show hashtag.
I don't even remember homecoming.
No?
Yeah, I didn't go, man.
I know there's a football game.
To me, I thought it was what you did for solo time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the thing is that when you're in high school, you're kind of already home.
So, like, as far as coming home, you're already there. You never left yet. So, I mean, I guess it makes sense if you're in college and you went to college there. Maybe that's not your home either.
I don't know. I'd never cared about any of that stuff. But look, I hated high school, hated the other people. So, stuff like I knew what was happening, and I remember in my mind to me, I'm like, this is a perfect day to cut, right? Because nobody's really doing anything in class. Everything's about this stuff. So, me not being there will affect nothing.
Yeah. I don't remember the game all that well, but I do remember the dance. That was good.
Who was she?
I remember the dance. So we talked earlier that I'm really big into animated shows, especially South Park. So that kind of made me dive in. What are some of the top animated shows that we have? And we did actually mention this, The Simpsons. Miles, you know how much I love a top 10 list.
Yeah.
I do. This is from Vanity Fair. I have the top 10 best animated shows since The Simpsons.
Of all time.
Okay.
And at last, to ask, does this include like Saturday morning cartoons? I guess if it's animated,
absolutely,
it's on the list. All right.
Number 10.
Are y'all ready, kids?
I am.
Right?
I
feel that this is a little overrated.
What?
A little bit.
I think it is.
I liked SpongeBob, but really the first couple seasons were really the good ones. After a while, it just... I lost my love for it.
I would say this about SpongeBob. I think it's overrated, but that said, my kids love it. My kids are young. They should. But I can sit through it and get a few chuckles here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm like, all right, it's fine.
I think I liked Rin and Stimpy better.
Sure.
As far as just the idea of getting a good laugh out of it, I just thought the jokes were...
This might blow your mind. I wasn't allowed to watch that as a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
So you never saw it.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. These are the top 10 best animated shows since The Simpsons.
Number nine.
I won't be surprised if you guys haven't seen this. It's a Netflix show. They just started their second season,
and they're already in the top 10.
Shoot, Robin is laughing so hard right now. Robin, have you seen this show? Yes, she has. I tried watching it. I couldn't get into it. It's called Big Mouth.
Okay.
Apparently, it's about kids in high school. Robin, am I accurate there? Kind of coming through. It's a coming of age tale.
That's a nice way to put it. It's a very raunchy cartoon series about going through puberty.
Okay.
The struggles, especially as a male, that you would go through. It's pretty fantastic. I think you guys would
have seen it. I have a zit on my erection.
I'll check it out. All right. These are the top 10 animated shows since The Simpsons.
Number eight.
Classic. One of my favorites. You guys ever heard of Futurama?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If you guys haven't picked up the show, I really, really recommend it.
I tried it. I just couldn't get into it.
Couldn't do it.
No.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of it. Okay, these are the top 10 best animated shows since The Simpsons.
Number seven.
This one was around when I was a kid. It's going to bring back a lot of good memories for people.
I like the song.
Right?
Goodness, man.
Rocco's Modern Life.
I've never even heard of this one.
Rocco is a... Shoot, I'm going to make a lot of people mad. He's a kangaroo, isn't he?
I think he is a wallaby,
that's the one.
He has a best friend who's a turtle, but also incredibly Jewish. You could definitely play Profile This with Rocco's Modern Life.
Like, and you know that question. Were you a fan?
It was great.
Okay.
Yeah, it was raunchy, not quite like Ren and Stimpy raunchy, but it was up there. Yeah.
Another classic show from the 90s.
Uh-huh.
93 to 96. Great show. These are the top 10 best animated shows since The Simpsons.
Number 6.
The big one that everybody's talking about right now. You guys have been told to watch it over and over and over again.
Archer, Bob's Burgers.
Nope.
Or what's the one with the horse?
Nope. No.
None of those.
This is a cult show right now. It's on Adult Swim. I just watched all 3 seasons of it.
And we're told to watch this all the time.
All the time. You're going to kick
yourself. Obviously, we're not taking your advice.
Yes, we haven't taken the advice. Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You guys do bring that up.
Yep.
All right.
I'm going through it again. It's just as funny. It's stupid. It's raunchy, but it's funny.
I've seen a couple of those.
Yeah, they are. They're currently working on their 4th season, I believe.
Okay,
so that is in production. These are the top 10 animated shows since The Simpsons.
Number five.
I have never seen this show before. I know of it. Came out in 1997 to 01. Robin's going to help me a lot here today.
Oh yeah.
What is this show, Robin?
Wait for it. Excuse me. Basically, this is a show completely aimed at me and my demographic. So if you are a female and you are between the ages of, I would say, 30 and 40, you watch the show, you've seen every episode, and
this is us.
The theme song just says, "You're standing on my neck," over and over and over again. It is the most downer girl in cartoon. It is Daria.
Daria.
Oh, you know, I've heard of her. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it is so fantastic, and it's still like it's. It was on MTV, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was a huge hit for MTV,
This was right as videos started to phase out on MTV.
Daria was on the same time, The Life and Times of Tim, another good one.
Yeah. These are the top 10 animated shows since The Simpsons.
Number four. Way, way back.
Yet again, a show I have never heard of. It's an early 2000s show. I've never even heard of the show. It's called Clone High.
Never heard.
Apparently,
of
it's another
moving
know,
on.
Late teens, yeah.
But it's number four. Gotta give them that
classic.
It's time for Animaniacs.
Oh, the Animaniacs!
All your favorite Warner Brothers cartoons running around the Warner Brothers studios. Fantastic. I watched a couple episodes when I was a kid. I know that there were other people that were a lot bigger fans than I was. Great show.
It was better than I thought it would be.
These are the top 10 animated shows since The Simpsons.
Number two.
Another show that you guys are told to watch, BoJack Horseman.
I've seen BoJack Horseman.
You've seen BoJack Horseman.
Yeah, I like
what
it.
Do you think? You like it?
Yeah, it has its moments.
I've enjoyed the first couple seasons, but really, as we get later on to the show, it gets freaking dark, man.
Oh, really? Well, I didn't get that far.
It gets dark and depressing, so I kind of haven't watched it in a while. Hopefully, it picks back up. This is the top 10 animated shows since The Simpsons. We made it to number one.
Number one.
How do you not?
Oh, there you go.
How do you not?
Going down south, I'm going to have
thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Stay tuned. We've got your headlines as Mike's going to stick around here coming up in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. They are at it again. Millennials not digging the processed foods. Yeah, well, they're killing American cheese. Meanwhile, a South Carolina man shoots cousin for eating his potato chips and not saying thank you or please. North Dakota man on meth strips clothes, goes into a baptism pool, and then masturbates at the altar. A medieval reenactor impales himself with a lance and chooses to avoid the halter. And a couple gets drunk on their honeymoon and buys a hotel. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. A couple from London that was out on their honeymoon.
That's called a nooner.
Their honeymoon in Sri Lanka got way too wasted and spent way too much money on their trip. The couple downed 12 glasses of rum while hitting it off with some of the staff at the hotel that they were staying at. While in the midst of conversation, the couple found out that the lease was just about up on the hotel, so they agreed to take on the $39,000 lease themselves.
Damn.
Why not? They bought a hotel.
They did, and they dropped some money into it, and they were successful in their first year.
Yep.
Why the hell not?
The purchase was caused a little bit more panic as the couple shortly found out that they were expecting.
Yeah, well, they also found out that they just bought a hotel.
Right.
You didn't wake up like, baby, I'm pregnant, and we just bought a hotel.
This rum is good.
Yeah, what rum was that?
I don't know. Sounds like they had a great time.
Yeah, right. How can you not? In other news, we go to South Carolina for our latest tales of stupidity. A man was charged with the attempted murder of his cousin after he shot him when his cousin ignored his order not to eat his potato chips. Well, that's all it takes.
Well, he did ignore the warning.
It's worth noting that the pair originally told authorities that the cousin injured himself while cleaning a rifle, as the cousin needed emergency surgery for his life-threatening injury. So basically, I can already see this situation. You got two dunderheaded idiots, one sitting on the couch with a bag of chips, the other one with a gun saying, dude, don't eat my chips. I'm telling you, man. And
what
then he points the gun
do?
At him. I guarantee he didn't actually mean to shoot him. I think the gun just...
Oh, damn.
Had a sensitive trigger.
I don't know about that. I think he shot the guy who was eating his chips. ribs, chips. We've been through a lot these past weeks.
The anger
is strong, my friend.
You can see the look on the guy's face. That is the guy that would sit there and challenge his cousin with a gun.
We are definitely divided.
We go to North Dakota for probably the biggest display of blasphemy that I've ever read about. During Sunday Mass, it's church, Sunday, nice old people in there just celebrating Jesus. The congregation was greeted by the sight of a man making his way into the church and toward the baptismal font. On his way over, the man disrobed and began masturbating before dipping his ass into the font and was splashing around where people are baptized in holy water to cleanse themselves of their sins. And he wiped his ass with it. He then resumed masturbating as police were called.
He's got a sin-free ass.
But hey, thankfully, the man admitted that he was tweaking on meth and was charged with a handful of things. It cost them $500 to sanitize the dadgum bath.
What did he tell the cops he was trying to do?
I can't say it on the air.
What was he trying to do?
He was trying to bust something.
That's what he told the cops.
No way.
Yeah, he told the cops.
So he wasn't young MC trying to bust a move.
No.
Not a
he
move, was trying Miles. To bust. Guess enough.
Doggone it.
Don't just stand there. Bust the move.
There are a few.
Yeah.
Listen, it's bad when you just masturbate out in public. Okay, you just told us the story about a relative of yours had a neighbor that would just masturbate out in the open.
Oh, yeah, just right there in the. Yeah.
In church, man.
Mm-hmm. Don't just stand
wash
there.
Your ass in the baptismal water.
Right.
Oh, that's a clean ass right there.
I call this one the squirrel.
God forgive him. God forgive him. We go to Kentucky, where an unfortunate accident befell a jouster at a medieval reenactment.
Well, no, it didn't. He was jousting.
No, he actually wasn't. While at the event, the man's metal-tipped lance, which he does not use for jousting. I guess he was just holding it, posing for pictures. I don't know. But it fell, hit the ground, and flipped. And in the fall, the metal tip managed to impale the man right under his rib.
Oh!
So he, like,
it's
early...
not from jousting. They say a jouster was injured.
Did he die?
He died.
Oh, wow, it Irwined
Holy
him. Holy! It Irwined him.
It
right
jacked
in the chest.
Him right under the ribs, and down he goes.
It
he
is like an Irwin, because it's like, it's how you would assume death. That this guy died is not how the guy died.
He probably dropped with his old drumstick in his leg and his hand.
That's your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you. My old corn dog.
Yeah.
Next time it's Ted versus the FCC. Bad jokes and we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed, it's all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this badge. So until next time, do what you do best, and for Letha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.